Okay, from tennis in urban areas to boxing and the fights at Chicago's United Center. Here is an audio postcard, Fight Night, sent in by producer Chris Booker.
When I stopped training boxing, when I stopped boxing, you know, I feel nothing in my life, you know. So I was addicted, yes, it's addiction. I like this. This is my life.
This is a sport that very few men can aspire to. So, fighting's not for everyone. It takes a big man just to be able to harness the fear of being able to climb through the ropes and take on another man's will with his own two hands. No, there's nothing I'm afraid of. No man that I'm afraid of. I love fighting. I'm a warrior.
That's what everybody come to boxing for, to see a knockout. I mean, I like the sweet science of boxing too, but I mean, just to get the climax, to see somebody shake, it's top notch. It's top notch.
I mean, you don't get no help. You either have to be there or you don't be there. If you don't come to fight, you got a problem.
I think because it's so elemental, I think you see a lot of rawness that gets down to a very elemental aspect of and very essential aspect of what we are as humans. It's a sample, if you like, of an imperative situation where you've got to prevail against being preyed on.
The intensity, you know, the training for the build-up, you know, the violence, of course.
It's truly been a spectacle, man. I really didn't expect to see what I saw tonight. It's been great. When you see it right in front of your eyes like that, you don't know what to think, but you're glad you saw it. It's the action, you know, it's unpredictability. Tonight more than ever, it's the unpredictability.
I like taking care of my family. So sometimes it's necessary to knock a guy out. Sometimes it's necessary to box a guy. And I know at the end of the fight, win, lose, or draw, that it was just business. And that's all it is to me.
That's heavyweight contender Lamon Brewster. We also heard from heavyweight Andrew Golota and Australian light heavyweight contender Paul Griggs. Our story on Fight Night at Chicago's United Center was produced by Chris Booker of Hearing Voices and the Chicago Tribune.